It's time for What's Cooking on 95BFM.
Oh, and I love that intro. I'm here with the lovely, lovely Princess Chelsea. Kia ora, how are you doing?
Kia ora, I'm well.
You're well. Busy and well, I hear.
Very busy.
And I wonder why. I hear you're throwing another ball this year.
Yes, we are throwing two in Auckland now.
And one down in Wellington.
And one in Wellington, yeah. It's a lot of work. But it's worth it.
It's so worth it. Sold out last year with great theme, and you've got another great theme this year.
Yep.
Fantasy themed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the official theme is swords and sorcery fantasy on the big screen.
And you, so yeah, taking from a lot of fantasy movies you would have grown up with?
Yeah, definitely. Like, I'm a 80s, so I was born in the 80s, so yes. Like, movies like The Neverending Story,
Gorgeous.
Princess Bride, The Labyrinth. It was like that era of when you get a VHS movie, you get babysitter would put stick you in front of the TV with The Labyrinth.
Well, yeah. I actually think I remember watching it very, like, drunk and very early in the morning, and it was just a little bit freaked out.
Yeah, those older movies, you know, they're sort of for kids. They're quite weird and scary
they
when you look back at them.
Quite weird and scary.
Yeah, so it should be a fun, weird, scary ball.
And you've got a great lineup here in Auckland. We're hearing from Greco-Romanc and Golden Axe.
Yep, that's on the Friday.
Super excited.
Yeah, and it's hosted by Tom Sainsbury.
Oh,
and
amazing.
Of course, we are also playing Princess Chelsea and the Dream Warriors.
Of course. Oh, yeah. That's so exciting.
Yeah.
And in preparation for this, you've picked some music for us for What's Cooking today.
Yeah, like kind of fantasy sounding or like...
Yeah.
Yeah, evocative music.
Inspo music.
Exactly. So if you're getting ready for the ball, like you're getting your outfit on, putting your makeup.
Playlist time.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Thank God. That's so exciting.
Yeah.
So first track you've picked is The Long Road Home, and I'm really sorry, can't pronounce the
Yeah, I
don't
even
name.
Know if I'm saying it right. Only a Chick's Point Never.
No, that sounds, that's,
yeah.
that sounds
It's
right.
quite a hip choice. It's like a electronic producer. I think Caroline Polachek's featured on the track with the vocals.
Oh, amazing.
But yeah, it reminds me of like old synthesizers that you hear in these 80s movies. It reminds me of Enya, but it's really super modern and interesting track. Yeah.
Oh, totally get why Greco is playing.
Yeah.
That's so cool. Such a
they
great pick.
They came up with a theme as well.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's so great.
It's only fair that they should play.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Let's have a little listen to it, shall we?
Cool.
I love the vocals on this though.
Yeah, They're so crispy. It's Caroline coming in, I think.
Oh, so gorgeous. And the synths are super crispy and it's just, so great.
There's definitely, I think I can hear the Enya Pizzicato from Orinoco Flow, which is a Roland D50 preset called Pizzagogo. I'm pretty sure that's it.
I'm really honest. Yeah. What?
Yeah, that's it. You know, if you think about Enya Orinoco Flow, this synth right here. Yeah,
I'm
90% sure, being an Enya nerd and a synth nerd.
No.
Sorry, I just geeked out on you and you're that's what are you talking about, Chelsea?
No, it's perfect. I think, honestly, most musical music technical language goes over my head and it shouldn't, but it does.
Well, that's fair enough for that one. I'm just like ranting synth models at you.
Right.
Pre-says, like, no one should know that.
Amazing. I mean, there are so many and I didn't realize this until I was looking into like Wise Blood's music. And there's just so much you could do with a synth.
There is. And I actually love the names of the presets on the old synthesizers. Like, a preset is basically the sounds that are already programmed.
Yeah.
They often have cool names like Fantasia or like Mystical Planet.
Oh my gosh.
Or Ethereal Dreams. And yeah. I love that shit.
No, same. I think it's also really, you're right, saying like older synth models. I can't remember who I interviewed, but they use the Omnichord a lot, and it's
a beautiful instrument,
such a great instrument.
Yeah, it's so otherworldly sounding.
It is, and I think really you can really tell because I think she said it looks a little bit like a toy.
It does.
Oh, this is Lael Neal. Great music, by the way. But cool. it features heavily in her sound.
Well, that's what's neat about an Omnichord is you don't have to be like a really advanced keyboard player to play it because you press a button and then you move the metally harp bit with your hand. And like I think anyone could play an Omnichord really easily, which is great.
Oh, cool. Yes. No, I think she plays it on stage.
Cool.
Quite a lot. Yeah. Very, very cool. What have we got up next? Graham's theme.
Oh, yeah. This is a movie soundtrack. It's from the movie called Manhunter by the director Michael Mann. So it's mid-80s, which is that like period of like I associate with fantasy, a lot of fantasy movies. This is like... again, just awesome synths. I'm pretty sure it's like the Jupiter and the Juno used, and you'll hear it. It's just such a banger, but so expressive and moving.
Oh, amazing. Let's give this a listen.
Thank you.
And that was Graham's theme. You're right about the drum payoff. Yeah,
I was saying, oh, we have to make sure we don't talk over when the drums come because it's like a payoff moment.
Yeah.
It's like if you talked over in the air tonight and Phil Collins when the drums came in, that would just be a crime.
No doing that.
Yeah, I'd get really angry if I was listening.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Stop talking over the music.
You talked over the Phil Collins drum roll.
But we were too busy yapping off there. We forgot.
Yeah, it's true. I like yapping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. You're on the radio. So how are you feeling coming up for the ball?
I'm pretty scattered. I'm going to answer honestly. Yeah. I'm overworked, scattered, excited, slightly burnt out.
Right.
Nervous, yeah, a lot of things, but that's sort of normal when you're doing a big event.
Yeah.
I've got such an awesome team who's helping with the ball.
Right.
My band's amazing, and then I've got Priya Sami from Bub is doing all the theming.
Amazing.
There's a team of about 10 of us creating, basically turning the Civic and Meow into your childhood fantasy land.
Oh, that's so exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
Yep. Yeah, but yeah, it's a lot.
It's a lot.
Don't get me wrong.
Oh, another overworked musician.
Yeah, well, I think everyone's overworked. It's this is a tough city lately.
Tough city. I think, yeah, echoing what a lot of musicians are feeling right now. Mm. One last track you've got for us, Ivory Tower. Tell us about it.
Oh, so this is Giorgio Moroder, who's it's another synth nerd pick. It's from the Neverending Story soundtrack. And so I guess you're thinking of images of the Empress's ivory tower in space as you ride towards it on a giant white dragon named Falcor. It's upbeat, it's dancey, it's got the same feel as the last two tracks, even though the first one was a modern track, that vintage synths, mystical, ethereal, very retro, just fun.
Amazing. Yeah. Let's have a little dance.
Yes, let's do it.
We've just been having a dance here with Princess Chelsea. This is a great track.
We're warming up for the ball.
We really, really are. So we're looking at your Auckland dates, 18th of July, which has just been announced.
Yeah, that's the new date because Saturday 19th has sold out with Circling Sun, Golden Axe. So we're doing, I'm being risky. I could have just been I sold that shit out. Yes, sweet. But I decided to take a massive risk and put on Second Night with Greco Romance and the return of Golden Axe.
Amazing.
Who, I don't know if anyone knows who they are. Some of you will, people that are my age. If you don't know who they are, imagine walk into a room and there's two people facing each other dressed as wizards with stacks of cassias singing through a walkie-talkie surrounded in smoke. And you just walk in and there's lights everywhere.
I think that was the best description.
It's just an accurate description. Yeah. And so you can see why I wanted them to reform.
Oh, it sounds amazing. Yeah.
And they are named after a Swords and Sorcery video game.
Amazing.
I'm going to say early 90s or late 80s. Golden Axe.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very excited to see everyone's outfits.
Yes. You can come dressed up. You don't have to stress too much. Like, just come as whatever fantasy
come
means
you
to
are.
You. It doesn't have to come as you are, as you were, as I want you to be, which is fantasy.
Yeah.
But it can be anything.
You're going to be bringing the fantasy.
Yeah.
100%.
Just chuck some chainmail over a suit and you're good to go.
Oh, that's a good idea.
So that's a good choice.
A friend of mine has crocheted like a headpiece in metal and it's so great.
It sounds completely appropriate.
Yeah, so if you can crochet, find yourself some like chain metal and crochet yourself a headpiece.
Yeah, and if you want some inspo for outfits, you can look at my social media. Will have some cool montages from movies, but you don't actually have to go as a specific character. It can kind of be freeform.
Yeah. Fantastical.
Magical. Fantastical, magical.
Come as a synth, maybe.
You come as a synth.
Come as a
synth.
That would be great.
Idea. You could come as magic. Ooh. Like, that would be a fun outfit.
Ooh. Yeah. Lots of sparkly eyeshadow is what I'm thinking.
Yeah, and like there's a photo, like kind of like if you go to a high school ball, we're going to have photos, like portraits.
Cute, I think.
Yeah, you've got some mead specials, you've got some sword fighting. I got a number of fog machines and some other surprises because I can't give everything away.
No. But, you know, we've piqued the interest.
We've piqued it.
Everyone's
I think
intrigued.
I'm doing my job plugging the wall.
You are.
For Friday.
Please buy some tickets to Friday because you can't to Saturday because it's sold out.
Yeah.
Huge.
The only hack is you can get a two-night pass and there's some reserve for the Saturday. So if you want to go, like, intensely party...
Oh,
then you can do that.
And hey, the BFM listeners intensely party, they should.
You could just stay up for two nights if you want.
Oh, that sounds good.
Have a really long breakfast in between.
Ooh, I do love a 48-hour party.
Yeah, I don't even know if I've ever done that. I think the latest I partied was till 10 a.m., which is pretty notable.
Strong soldier. That was amazing.
Yeah.
Good job.
Thanks.
Okay, well, thanks so much for coming in, Princess Chelsea.
Thank you for having me.
It's been delightful.
I loved your off-air chats.
I know, it was great. Yeah, sorry, guys. You missed out on some great, great talking.
Yeah.
I'll see you at the ball.
I'll see you at the ball. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
That was What's Cooking on 95 BFM.